Democrat Sue Minter beat four challengers in the August primary and now faces Republican Phil Scott and Liberty Union candidate Bill Spaceman Lee in her quest for Vermont governor. With just over a month remaining in the race, she says she wants to focus on making Vermont more affordable.
You know, what my goal is as governor is to grow jobs and economic opportunity for the next generation. And my economic development strategy is around two key programs, Invest Vermont and Innovate Vermont, investing in our downtowns and villages so that we can create the opportunity for private sector growth and more livable wage jobs. And I believe that when we grow economic opportunity, we will be able to get more folks in livable wage jobs and economic security.
Sue Minter, healthcare obviously is a huge issue. Governor Shumlin has just negotiated with the federal government the all-payer waiver and says he's going to move forward with the all-payer model in his last months in office. How would this affect you as you move into an incoming administration with your healthcare efforts and your policies?
Well, I want to continue our healthcare reform agenda in Vermont. We must take on this mission of reducing healthcare costs. And that's why I'm going to look closely at the opportunity that the all-payer waiver may offer Vermont. But I want to say one other thing. I will be focused on addressing what I think is the biggest challenge that my new administration will face in healthcare, which is dealing with the Vermont Health Connect, which has really been a failure for many Vermonters. And I want to make sure that Vermonters are getting the service they need at a cost they can afford. We need to make sure that whatever we do next is going to do a better job. Can we make the current system function, and if so, at what cost? And if not, what steps must we take to move to a different system without making it cost more for Vermonters or removing people, kicking people off the system we've had?
Sue, you have been critical of your Republican opponent's ownership of a construction company, citing potential conflicts of interest. He said, I believe it was this past weekend, that he will sell his shares of that company if elected. Yet I believe in the most recent debate, you continued to press that. Why?
You know, it did take 15 years and running for over a year for governor for Phil to acknowledge that this is a potential conflict of interest. And I do think questions remain. I know that I have called for the enactment of clear laws relating to ethics, conflicts of interest, and financial disclosure. And I want to push for the formation of an independent state ethics commission to enforce these laws. You know, the importance is that we have a real challenge in the public losing faith in government. And I want to make sure that we have a government that is transparent and accountable to Vermonters. And I believe it undermines the public trust when a governor can actually award contracts to businesses owned by himself or family members.
Sue Minter, education. We haven't discussed that yet. What are your plans for education reform in Vermont?
One issue that we are grappling with that's so important and is really a cost pressure on schools is that we have a very significant and rapid declining enrollment of students. Fewer and fewer young people in our schools, and yet we still have the same schools. And we want to look at how we can change governance to actually reduce, make costs more effective, and make better outcomes for students. And I am supportive of the efforts that school districts around our state are taking on to try to think differently about the future. Many communities have step forward and unified their governance structure. My district is one of those, and I can see the benefits to reducing costs and improving student opportunities with one unified governance structure. But I do see that throughout the state, it is very different in the rural parts of our state, And I want to make sure we give more time to those communities for these important conversations, that we not impose a one-size-fits-all structure, and that we have flexibility going forward. But I also want to say that it's very important to me as the next governor to focus on early childhood education, and that we need more affordable, quality childcare. We have a real challenge that over 40% of our kids are coming to kindergarten unready to learn.
We've only scratched the surface on the many issues that face Vermont and Vermonters. What would be the most immediate focus for you if you take office?
Well, I have three top priorities. Number one is jobs and economic opportunity for Vermonters. But I want to support working Vermonters, making sure they do have access to affordable child care and to affordable college opportunities. I want to increase the minimum wage. And third, I want to be a strong environmental steward for the future, working hard to address clean water and a clean green energy future to reduce our carbon footprint and support great jobs for Vermonters.
Minter is the former Vermont Transportation Secretary and served as Tropical Storm Irene Recovery Officer. A graduate of Harvard and MIT, she served four terms in the Vermont House. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.